Hey there, firm owners. I'm Ryan Lozanis, and you're listening to the Future Firm Accounting Podcast, the place where you'll get one actionable lesson each episode to help systematize your accounting firm so you can earn more while working less. Thanks for tuning in, and today we're going to talk about the common frustrations that clients face when dealing with accounting firms. You'll want to make sure that your firm is not falling into any of these categories, and if you are, just follow some of the advice in this episode. Okay, let's get started. The first item on the list when it comes to things clients hate is surprise bills. Nothing frustrates a client more than getting a bill for work after the fact. A bill is a surprise when you haven't properly communicated upfront your scope and your price. I have seen this firsthand with firms I've coached where some firms have tried to stay under the radar, and rather than confront the client with their prices, they'll just send a bill to their email and hope the client doesn't say anything. This is an incredibly poor customer experience, and even if someone doesn't say something, they'll surely knock a few points off when it comes to the relationship. You'll want to make sure that you are very clear when it comes to what something will cost and what will be included, and you'll want to make sure this is done prior to the service being delivered. The second thing that drives clients crazy is last-minute requests. If there's a deadline approaching and you're only reaching out for information a few days before the deadline, it's going to add stress for them. Your clients are busy people and they want lots of advance notice. Now, it's possible that something will slip from time to time. This is normal and not 100% avoidable. But if you're commonly requesting information or documents right up against the deadline, your clients will not appreciate that. Make sure you have a project management system that tracks all tasks and that you are generally giving them around a 1 month lead time for any requests you need prior to the deadline. The third thing that frustrates your clients is poor communication. This is widespread in the industry, unfortunately. When it comes to poor communication, there's a couple of things that fit into this category. One is using overly complex jargon. As an example, I have been using a trademark lawyer for the past few years, and the emails I get from them are painful. I have no clue what they're talking about half the time, and I have to spend time to clarify exactly what they're trying to get at. Remember, tax and accounting is extremely technical, so put yourself in your client's shoes and try to see how you can explain something in a manner that a non-sophisticated user would understand. The other thing that fits into the poor communication category is not giving proper context or steps required for certain situations. I'll give you a simple example. I have a great tax accountant, but I often have to pry information out of her when it comes to what I need to do next. She's top-notch technically, but logistically, I'm often the one asking what steps I need to follow after that. Last year, when she filed my taxes and did a bit of planning, I had to remind myself of the steps I needed to follow, as often the client needs to execute certain steps when planning is required. In this situation, all that's needed is a summary email with a few written steps, and that's it. Your clients aren't going to piece together everything themselves. They need you to clearly guide them. And lastly, when it comes to poor communication, try not to leave clients in the dark. I know it's not intentional, but your clients literally have no clue what's going on when it comes to deadlines and their numbers. If you can prep them and give advance notice of what's coming up, they will appreciate this. The fourth thing worth discussing that frustrates your clients is the use of outdated technology. Here's a very good example. When it comes to tax time, don't just send your clients a Word document for the tax organizer. Set things up in a form app like Typeform, Google Forms, Content Snare, or any other popular app on the market to make it easier for your clients to give you what you need to perform your job. Along those lines, I remember when my firm was audited prior to it being acquired, this Big Four audit firm would make a lengthy request list in email format, and it was very painful for me to go through. There's amazing apps and technology out there for almost every use case. Make things easy on your clients. The fifth thing that clients hate is slow response time or emails not being responded to. I get it, you are likely very busy and you might have hundreds of emails unread in your inbox. If that's you, you probably have a capacity problem that needs to be addressed, which is another topic of discussion, but at the very least, have some kind of email that goes out that acknowledges receipt of their email. If all they hear is radio silence, they will likely swap firms. And then lastly, the sixth thing that drives clients crazy is a non-proactive accountant. If your client just hears from you once per year, you're probably not maximizing the relationship and you're probably not adding a ton of value. At the very least, you can just check in with your clients a few times per year, and it doesn't need to be anything complicated. I've previously shared that if you just email your clients and literally said, "Hey, how's business coming along?" they will appreciate that kind of message and will likely open up about their situation. And I'm being serious about sending an email that's only 5 words like that. In fact, I do this myself. Proactivity doesn't have to be complicated, so there you have it. 6 things that your clients hate about your accounting firm and some ways to address them. Are there other things that drive them nuts? Surely there are, but these are just a few that came to mind. Hopefully that helps. And if you're looking for help when it comes to unlocking freedom and flexibility in your firm, then you'll want to check out my Future Firm Accelerate online coaching program. You'll get step-by-step, self-paced training on how to quickly systematize your firm so that you can earn more while working less. You'll get coaching whenever you need more help, and you'll join a community of 750-plus modern firm owners who are all helping each other out. For more info, just head on over to www.futurefirmaccelerate.com. So that's all for today. Hope you found today's episode helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.